Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show, which we perform for you every day, every weekday anyhow. And sometimes we show up for some other reason. But here we are. You are more than welcome. Here's a phone number you can use. Easy going, 260-6368. 260-6368. It's free to call us, of course, and anything you'd want to bring up is a fair game with us. Mary Ann is here. Mary Ann is, let's see,
hi.
Did you just say hi?
I said hi.
Hi. How come everything tastes good lately? Have you noticed that? That's a change in the way people pronounce certain words. And it makes me wonder, where did that come from?
Well, change is inevitable. What were you going to say before I said hi?
That's it.
Oh, okay. I'm still looking at the cruise ship behind you. It's the NCL Getaway. Has anybody taken that cruise?
That's a huge ship.
Well, they're all huge.
Well, some of them are huger than others, and
huge.
That one's
definitely... It looks like a roller coaster on the back, but it's really a water slide.
No, that's the Mississippi River Bridge.
I remember the good old days when there's a lot of people that... It looks like they're about to pull away because there's a lot of people just standing on the deck. But I remember the good old days we were on cruise ships with the kids and we would play goofy golf on the top floor all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
got to do something.
We did a lot of that. And ping pong, too. 260-6368 is the number. But those days are behind us now. I think our very, very last cruise ever was 2018 to Canada.
That was my favorite one.
It's always been your favorite one, yes. Always been your favorite. Anybody take the Getaway, the NCL Getaway out of New Orleans? Tell us where it's going.
Where does it go? I was wondering myself.
I think NCL has good food. That is one of the trademarks for sure. As a matter of fact, that was the cruise line that we took to Canada, NCL, because we had all that unusual dining, all the good restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I usually diet on a cruise, but I couldn't on that one.
You
the
can't.
Food was
you
too
can't.
Good.
That's just asking for trouble.
I always did. Yeah. It was. I never ever was interested in the food on any cruise ship except that one to Canada. I had some really good restaurants, including a churrascaria, which I can never resist. 260-6368. Because in the final analysis, when you boil it all down, I am a buffet heathen.
Heathen?
Yes.
So you eat the daylights out of them?
No, I just like being able to pick my own stuff. And if I want another piece of cheese, that's what I want. Oh. Or I like it all arrayed in front of me, and then I can pick what I want.
Hmm.
I know that is blasphemy to you, Tom, but there we go.
Who said that?
Anyway, we've also been talking a little bit about Dairy Queen and...
Yeah, if you have any association with
Dairy
Queen.
Well, all those companies, Dairy Queen, Hardee's, Jamba Juice, Jimmy John's,
we're not
Panera.
We're not going to, be mean to you or anything, but it'd be
Orange
interesting.
Julius.
It'd be interesting to find out, what's going on with them.
All of those. They are in town. Welcome to the Dairy Queen 2020 people at the convention. Also, Dos Gringos we threw out there. Anybody know what happened to Dos Gringos, where any of those players are? And do you have any fond memories of Dos Gringos? Because we do. And lastly, I looked up Southerns because someone called and asked about the fried chicken phenom, which is absolutely the exact word for it.
I hear that in New York City.
The overhyped chicken
trying to get one of those sandwiches.
Yeah.
Is almost impossible.
At Popeyes, you mean?
Yeah. For the...
I tell you what.
Tell
the
me.
Day I
what?
Hit someone from the lane, at the Popeyes in Covington, I'm going to blow a gasket. I have to always remember to never get in that right lane because I did almost hit someone when they were all stopped for the line at Popeyes for the chicken.
You are not the only one.
Chicken sandwich.
It seems like there's just dozens of them there.
Yeah, why did where did you read that, that it was impossible to get a chicken sandwich?
No, I drive that way every day, and there it is.
No, you just said in New York City, though. Poor chickens.
Oh, that's a different story.
The chicken sandwich may drive them into extinction. I'm genuinely concerned about that. I know that sounds preposterous, but there's a whole lot of chicken going out.
Yeah, well, you know, things get caught up and they go away. Who knows?
Well, yeah, it's a trend that'll probably disappear, but who knows when.
It doesn't bring much joy to my collection of eating.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just, you know, who needs
slab of
all
fried
this
chicken,
same old,
crunchy,
same old, same old, same old, same old.
With a spicy mayo and pickles. And the bun can be good. Or not.
You may have all of
if
mine.
If it's a bun, that's good. Now, where did I... Oh, I know where I had a chicken sandwich that I really liked. Nola K.
Nola
which
K.
Which is on the
what
corner.
Is that? I saw that...
That's the people from Restaurant Des Familles.
Yeah.
And I never did even talk about them. But we had lunch there last week. And we ordered... It's a really interesting menu. It's a menu that is not so far. It's like they've been working on it for a long time, and they did say that it's been in the works for like 5 years. So it is
What is this again? What restaurant is this?
It's the Czars from Restaurant Des Familles are in the country folk come to the new city. Yeah.
These are like way down in Lafitte?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And it's
I know
a young couple, and they
nice
are, they
people.
Have now landed in town, yes, at the corner of Barone in that really gentrifying section by Noki. And it's a corner of Barone and St. Joseph right by Howard. And so it is a Caribbean-inspired menu. And we ordered guacamole and queso, but their queso is really more like pimento cheese. And I hate to admit it. I just hate to admit it when someone has something that I do as a signature item and it's almost as good or is as good or sometimes better. But their pimento cheese is really good. And but it's served with chips that are also really good. And it's like almost a meal in itself. If you get this combo, it's guacamole and it's queso is what it is, but it's really pimento cheese. And then they have like a Caribbean, an official kind of Caribbean section of their menu, but then they have more stuff for people like me.
Who is they that you're
Brian Czar and his wife Brooke.
Okay, and this is in the CBD.
It's right at the corner of Barone at St. Joseph. But I had their chicken sandwich. It was a spicy Nola chicken sandwich. And I hated to leave the bun because I always leave the bun because it's just like extra carbs. But this bun was so sensational. It was an extraordinarily good bun. They also have a burger, which I would love to get that burger with that bun because one of my problems with burgers is that the bun never holds up. But it was really, really an extraordinarily good bun. And I know that's a peculiar thing to focus on, but it was that good. Anyway, that was a good chicken sandwich. And it was served with coleslaw. And then I ordered more coleslaw, which was kind of stupid. But anyway, and there were also tacos on the table, which were very good. It's really, really good. Very excited about that one.
Yeah.
New one. Nola. Mary Lee calls it Kai, but I think it's Nola K.
Yeah, it's C-A-Y-E.
Yeah, Nola K.
Okay.
Anyway, that is that's the last chicken sandwich I had. Actually, no, I had a chicken slider last night at Laurel Oak, which
that
you
looked
love.
Good.
It was good. You didn't try it? They had a bunch of them.
I took a bite and it left me cold.
Oh, that's too bad.
But that happens.
Really? I thought it was good. I thought it was really good, actually.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm glad for everything or anything.
You look antsy to say something, Tom. What are you wanting to say?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just the first thing on my sheet here, the almanac. The almanac is something we publish every day, And you can see a bunch of funny little facts about eating, about cooking, about. And we change them out every day, of course. And
well, yeah, but I think that we did that one not long ago, and I don't know
this
if
one.
Popeye story. I remember that Popeye spinach
story. Is that in
story.
Here, too?
That's why I was going to stay away from it, yeah.
Well,
but
anyway.
There is something good on there. There's Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rice-A-Roni?
Oh, I sure do. Do
you like Rice-A-Roni?
I like the guy who sings about it.
Go ahead and sing it, Tom. I know you're dying to.
You know, I was just looking at it this morning. I don't know if I can do it.
Rice-A-Roni,
the San Francisco treat.
Yeah, I don't think there's that at the end.
No, there isn't.
Do you remember the Persian dinner that we went to after the guy? Oh, we have a mic, another mic. I wonder if it's the mic.
Hello.
It is the mic. Hello.
Eat more chicken.
Wait, what?
You never seen the commercials for Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Eat more chicken with the cow. Or as Jim Morrison used to sing, I eat more chicken than any man ever seen.
We are doing that, aren't we?
If they couldn't tell the difference between the classic Popeye's chicken sandwich and the spicy, then they in all probability got two classics. I wouldn't for a second think that that wasn't possible if they ordered one and one and got two of the same thing.
Well, there was a lot of beer happening, and also the Popeyes was overloaded with people. So yes, I'm sure.
I've had both, and the spicy is distinctly better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the big complaint about fast food is most of the time it doesn't taste real. Okay, and one thing you can say about this chicken sandwich is that it tastes real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for $4, if you're looking for a decent lunch, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't beat it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Could they tweak it to make it a little more exotic or a little better? Yeah, they certainly could, just simply by finding a really good sauce to put on. But, I think for the money, it's a good sandwich. I really do.
I think that's a really good report. I think that's exactly, I would agree with you 100%. I would agree 100%. Yeah.
Now, moving on to the place next to the tap room that I know you don't really want to talk about. Mm. I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at a block party one month, and we saw that, I think it's on Wednesdays, at least at the time, they're offering half-price bottles of wine. And we both commented, we really need to get over to this place. And I'm really sad, and I mean, it's people like me that cause businesses to go out of business because we talk about going and never get there. But I would have thought that was pretty upscale right there. That it was pretty,
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It just didn't float your boat, in other words.
It had no flavor. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be really, really brutal.
Well,
it had no flavor.
Just to make it more fun.
On a consistent basis.
Just to make this fun to play with you and me, too, and Mary Ann as well. And that is, I thought it was terrific.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So pick one to believe.
imagine a world in which there are a couple of little circles into which are posited galatoires in little pieces. And
yeah,
you ate that and you would say, gee, this is pretty good. Kind of reminds me a little bit of galatoires.
Marianne, I hate to say it, but I think my palate's probably more in alignment with Tom.
Okay, then, Mike, I'm going to challenge you to go over there and eat.
Give you a report.
And come back and report.
We're going to do exactly that.
Okay.
One thing I just found, I think I might have told you this the other day. I know I told you I went to lunch at 527, but did I tell you about the parade on Valentine's night?
No.
Yeah, the first parade of the season is going to be on that night in Mandeville.
Okay.
So trying to get to a restaurant for Valentine's night dinner could be an absolute horror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it.
Depending on where you're going.
You're right.
So is there a question coming or what?
No, what I'm saying is that I always make my reservation very early in the game, and the two restaurants that I typically would go to would either be 527 or Pardo's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both of those are going to be adversely affected by the parade that night, people trying to figure out a circuitous route to get where they're going.
Have you been to Lola?
I mean, I know there are alternatives. I understand that, and I'm not really, you know, I'm talking about it not because I can't find an alternative. I just think a lot of people perhaps are not even aware of it or are going to be affected by it to some degree.
Mm. You wouldn't be the first one. I mean, this is how many people in the history of New Orleans have gotten themselves caught up behind a Mardi Gras parade. I mean, it happens to everybody. You smile it off and you love it. That's the
way to go. Pat wasn't real happy about it. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know what?
Go fix
Pat
that.
Pat does well Good enough luck. That he can sustain that.
I'm sure he can.
Now, that would be an excellent night to try the Siler Bar, which is charmingly kind of romantic.
So you want me to take her someplace bad for Valentine's Day?
That's what I'm challenging you. If you feel that your taste tends more to Tom, then you're safe, Mike.
Getting involved.
We're going to get over there on a Wednesday night when they got half price
park. Yeah. Good move.
Okay, there you go.
Getting yourself into a parade, no matter what the reason, not a good idea, unless you really want to be to see all of that.
Yeah, I'm way too old for that.
Yeah,
way
me too.
Old for that aggravation.
Have you been to Lola with the dining car, the new one?
No. In fact, I haven't been to Lola's in several years.
Oh, you have to go there.
What they've done,
your Valentine place.
That's really, really well done. And the food is terrific, too.
It's great.
So, it's
really good.
All right.
I think you're being dismissed,
Mike. There you go.
Did you have anything else?
No, we're moving on to, you know, I just happen to have this here. The Deaf Dining Rule number 434. We'll be coming back with that after First Please This. A couple of weeks ago, we got stuck in a conversation about spices and what you use for this or what you use for that. And one of them came up that I thought was interesting. The way it showed up in our almanac, it was as Deaf Dining Rule number 434, and then there's another one that is not exactly related, but I think you'll appreciate it. It's the Old Kitchen Sage says, and here's what they say. It's basically the same thing. Before you order a dish, including spinach, find out whether the spinach will be visible and tasteable. If not, it's just in there to boost sales. Everybody falls for spinach. But this, here's the one that I really wanted you to see. And next time you cook spinach for anything, give it a single shake from your collection of herbs that you have that everybody has in a little jar at home. Give it a single shake just of nutmeg. We finally found a noble use for nutmeg. And when you eat it, you'll wonder why it tastes better than usual. That's because it's got this little bit of nutmeg in it. By the way, we're talking about less than a pinch. Just a little bit of it on there. So here's something for your all those things that you are sending special messages to the world from yourself. All right, so just a few oddities left over from previous programs.
I want to go back to Rice-A-Roni.
Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, so remember when we
left my heart in San Francisco.
Ooh. I'm just going to start singing harmony.
Ooh. Okay. No. Go ahead. Ooh. Go up on a hill, it calls for me. okay. Now we don't want to run everybody.
I'm going to be
one
of the pips.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm dancing back here. Okay. Anyway, right. So Tom, remember when
I do, but I forgot again.
The guy who owned Flaming Torch passed away. They had a celebratory dinner at the restaurant, and one of the things that they had it was catered. They did it themselves, and it was all Persian food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did two of those.
And this is the first time.
We did two and maybe even three.
Okay. This is the first time that I tried Rice-A-Roni. That's where it comes from. I mean, it's definitely.
Yeah. That's right.
It's definitely
Middle Eastern
kind of pasta and rice thing with the little nuts and raisins and all that. And I thought, wait a minute. This is Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But it was better. It was better than the Rice-A-Roni for sure. Anyway, 260-6368.
Well, you know how you can tell it certainly would be a better thing because they have.
Because it's always better if it's not in a box.
No. They, you know, those sort of street cars that they have, you know, the cable cars.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they have those in San Francisco.
They do.
And then, but they also have just like a regular kind of
streetcar.
Streetcar there.
Well, they're more like electric buses, well, aren't they?
Well,
they're very cool. They're all different.
This may surprise you, but the part of it in San Francisco where they've got the little gripper on there, it's not run by electricity or gas or anything. It just grabs onto that cable, and the cable pulls it down. Uh-huh. It's really something to see.
They're very cool.
New Orleans,
our streetcars are better.
Much better, yeah.
Yeah, they're
bigger
nice.
Too.
They're nicer, that's for sure. Yeah. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. We are, as usual, talking about nothing much at all having to do with food, though.
You know, it's Saturday. No, it's not
most
Saturday.
The most important question we've asked today is, don't you think Doug should be nicer to us?
I think he's very nice to us.
Yeah, well.
I mean, what can I say? Every time, you know, he's always got
he's
great.
He's right about it. He doesn't want to be
quips.
A brown noser because all those guys are definitely brown nosers. There's no two ways about
brown
that.
Brown
noser? The little sidekicks. Wait, what's the one that's Conan O'Brien? Andy Richter. Yeah. Yeah, but they're part of the show. So Doug is kind of part of the show, but only when he has something really important to say, when he has to be the oracle and straighten this out, which he does with relish, I think. Anyway, 260-6368.
With relish, he does?
Well, not actual relish, but with relish, as in he really enjoys it a lot. So, Tom, we were talking about fried chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I looked up this place that I recommended to first Mike, because now we have two Mikes. We have Doug is going to yell at me. Who do we have, Doug? Okay. Okay, we have a caller. Doug is not telling me. Go ahead. Let's be a surprise caller. Hello.
Hello, Marianne.
Yes.
Hello, Tom. How are
Hi.
You?
Welcome.
Oh, it's Gregory.
Welcome to our show. Nice having you here today.
Hello, Gregory.
I'm fine. Thank you both very much. I think Doug should just be ambivalent. There you go. Not me.
What?
Doug should be ambivalent.
No, Doug is an important part of the show.
No. Not mean or nice, just ambivalent, you know, like neutral, you know, whatever.
Well, he can't help himself. When I won't put my headsets on, he gets mad, and I don't blame him. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, you know, he is the engineer / producer / guy that keeps the show together /
True.
And a couple other / too,
yes,
I suppose.
Exactly. So what's going on, Gregory?
Listen, everything's better in New Orleans.
Wait,
everything's
what?
He said he's called /
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No. Well, actually, but what I was trying to say is everything's better in New Orleans, including our streetcars. As soon as they all start running again, uninterrupted, it's such a shame that some of them are interrupted by that hotel collapse. But I've been to San Francisco, and you can have all of my San Francisco. I was there as a young man.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Yes.
I'll take New Orleans. I'll take San Diego, for example. And I'll even choose L.A. over San Francisco.
Well, while you're there, can you deliver a couple of messages from our son / daughter? No, daughter is here, and there are other.
The word of the day is / Go ahead.
Yeah. / grandsons, right?
There you go.
Jackson,
all right,
Jackson and his little buddy.
So, what else did you have to say, Gregory?
Oh, I wanted to talk about how growing up in Metairie and Lakeview area, going to Lakeside was a big thrill, and then I worked there for a number of years. In retail in Lakeside Mall at Alfonso Cheech. Orange Julius. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you haven't thought about that in a while, I bet.
I know, but you know what? I kind of like those things, and their chili dogs were actually
quite
good.
Their chili dogs were good. That was the only thing, in my opinion, worth getting at Julius.
Give me with the fresh cheese and onions and the chili. And I had a girlfriend at the time, you know, I was a teenager, you know, it was puppy love, I suppose. But she used to work behind that little kiosk, and all of them were shaped like flowers back then. I don't remember that,
but I remember they were little tiny things.
Yeah, they were. They didn't have food courts then, and they had these kiosks in the middle of the mall.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And they had like flower petals for the roof, and then the counter was shaped like flower petals. Believe it or not.
Really, I don't remember. Yeah.
Absolutely. I kind of grew up there. You know, my first job was in there, and then I worked there through college too. When I was at Rubenstein Brothers, I worked on Canal Street and also out at the Lakeside location. But I know one thing about the Orange Julius. They used frozen. They had their own supply of frozen orange juice concentrate.
Yes, right.
There was powdered vanilla pudding in it. There was some water involved, and if you wanted, you could get an egg, a raw egg in it, or not. Most people didn't. There was something else in it, though. It might have been a fizzy aspect. It might have been seltzer or soda water, Tom. I can't remember.
Did you hear the list? I went through the list of what's in it.
Oh no, I was kind of busy. Oh, so you did get the list. I mean,
I did get the list of what it is. Yes, because you know what, I was looking it up because we have this big Dairy Queen convention, and it's Dairy Queen 2020 Connect. And I looked up Orange Julius, and I realized that it's part of a gigantic conglomerate that includes Dairy Queen, Hardee's, Jamba Juice, Arby's, Panera, Jimmy John's, and Baskin Robbins.
Uh-huh. I have to get some more detergent.
Why?
Listen, I was going to say something.
Actually,
about
there's more. There's more. Besides that, there's Hunt Brothers Pizza, Jack in the Box, Long John Silver's, Carl's Jr., Burger King, Chick-fil-A, IHOP, Tim Hortons, Dunkin' Donuts, Applebee's, and Sonic.
You know, this program at times gets so far away from its mission, which is to find best
good food. Well, wait, I was looking it up to tell Gregory what's in it.
I wanted to say something about my memories of Dairy Queen when I was a kid in the 70s.
You got it.
To go all the way across the lake to Mandeville. It was the only Dairy Queen anywhere near
really?
Us.
Really?
Listen to me. Yeah. Tell us everything you know about that.
Fountain Blue State Park is where we used to go for picnics and stuff. And that was a big deal to drive that causeway. And back then, it was only one.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
The second span hadn't been completed yet.
Yeah.
But going to the Dairy Queen was a huge treat because we had never seen ice cream like that, just kind of squirted out of a nozzle, and we loved it. And they didn't have any food. They just did sundaes, banana splits, and stuff like that.
After a while, they started getting them. More restaurants. It was funny. There were some places that were hard to believe. There was one chef who had a barge out in the river and served.
Yeah, on the Chipunta.
Yeah. Anyhow, a lot going on.
All right, so let's see, because I read it earlier, and I'm trying to find the recipe now, and I can't find it. It had like a powder in it. It had.
It was vanilla pudding powder. I'm sure about that.
Okay.
It was made by General Foods, like Jell-O. Jell-O vanilla pudding is one of the ingredients, because she used to tell me, but she didn't know what the other stuff was. I knew it was frozen orange concentrate.
Yes, I remember the frozen orange concentrate for sure. I definitely remember.
Some water in there. I think there was a fizzy aspect.
Okay, it was a mixture of ice, orange juice, sweetener, milk, powdered egg whites, and vanilla flavoring, similar to a creamsicle.
It was delicious.
I had no idea it's been around since 1926.
I didn't realize that. And I know the one in Lakeside lasted for years. And the funny thing is, whenever I go to Houston or I go to Atlanta, which I hate to go to, if you go to the malls there, they still have Orange Julius there.
Yeah.
And we don't have any. And that's really a tragedy.
There are 5,700 locations of Orange Julius as of 12 years ago. Now, I don't know if that's gone up or down since then.
I might ask for a couple of friends to invest in a franchise and bring one back. I bet it would be a hit.
I hear a little musical tone that tells us that it's time to take a break.
I know. Hey, listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Have
my
a great
pleasure.
Weekend.
See you
so
later.
Long.
It's the Food Show, which will continue in a moment after first, please. This. Benjamin Franklin was born today in 1706. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of the... No, wait a minute. We're well into the second. Maybe we're, it might be even up to the third. Anyway, of the food
we're
show...
We're at dessert of the food show.
The dessert. Okay, yeah. That's good enough for me. And it's nice to be here with you talking about food and restaurants and cooking and wine and all the rest of it. Almanacs, by the way, were pretty much invented by... the man himself.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. In 1706, he was born. Smart man.
So he became very wealthy and was able to be the kind of gourmet that you think everyone should be.
Absolutely, because he was without question a gourmet. It goes it goes on in some depth here in the in my almanac.
What about his gourmet habits?
Yeah, he smoked a lot. He drank a lot. He was he had some girlfriends.
And now, you know, I find that hard to believe, but I guess it's always been thus. Women go for the guys with money.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not true. I'm not buying that because let's start with this obvious thing.
Some
I don't
stupid
have
women
any,
like me.
I don't have any money. So what are you doing with me? It's the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and you're you, and here we are talking about the food scene. You were about to take a picture of me, did I see? Was that you?
I don't think so, no.
I could have sworn there was somebody who looked just like you who wanted to take a picture of me. I can't imagine
I'm
why
looking
any...
behind you, Tom,
okay,
at the
look.
People standing on the top deck of the Norwegian Getaway waiting for them to get away, because... It is time for them to sail away. Usually they sail at 4 o'clock, but they haven't. Anybody been on that ship? I would like to know where it's going and how long the cruise is and anything about it, and mainly what the food is like, because Norwegian is the trendsetter in food service in the cruise line industry. Our Stephen caller, the last one usually of the day, is on the phone.
Yeah.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello. I own three ice cream franchises as a teenager. I owned a Dairy Queen, a Tasty Freeze, and a Twin Kiss.
No kidding.
And Dairy Queen had the least amount of fat in it, and it was considered ice milk. And then Tasty Freeze came in there with a little more fat than Dairy Queen, but then Twin Kiss, which was my favorite of the three of them.
I've never even heard of that.
Well, it had an ice cream machine. There were two. It was vanilla and chocolate, and you could either get a vanilla or a chocolate, or they had it. You could twist the vanilla and chocolate together.
Spell the name of it. Twist. What is it?
Twin. Like two children.
Yeah.
Twin Kiss.
Okay.
K I S S.
Uh-huh.
It's still going on the East Coast.
Is it? Hmm.
And I also had an ice cream truck, a Mr. Softy ice cream truck, which you see in New York City on the street all the time these days.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but
is this soft serve ice cream actually ice cream or ice milk or dairy of any kind anyway?
Well,
they tell
Dairy
you.
Queen and Tasty Freeze were ice milk.
Okay.
And Twin Kiss was ice cream.
Okay. All right.
Because it had more fat in it.
So they were actual dairy products. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I went to Shake Shack yesterday.
You did?
I'm sorry.
I know. There were very few cars in the parking lot, so I could just pull right into the parking lot. And I went up to the machine, and there was nobody ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean... this was about, you all were on, so it was a little after 3 o'clock when I went in.
Okay.
So I was not impressed. I might have been, I mean, the hamburger was good. The shake, I don't think, was special. It was barely pink.
Uh-huh.
So there wasn't much strawberry in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, at half the price, it might have been an okay meal. But French fries, a burger, and a shake were $17 or something.
Yeah,
I got tricked into doing
16.
That, too.
I was going to say 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen, I don't know what to say. I love the burger. I think the fries are stridently ordinary and should be rethought. And I like the chocolate shake.
Yeah. Because it seems like the French fries were like $4.95 or something for what I considered a small order.
Something like that, yeah.
So, Stephen, let me ask you this, and you might have to run away after you say it, because Tom is, actually, he's focused right now on when he can say 4444, so this is one of his things that I would use the shock collar for, but he is temporarily distracted, so we can get through this right now.
Okay.
Of the burger, I call it sort of like Burger Central out there in Metairie. Now, there's Atomic Burger, Lee's Burgers, Five Guys, and Shake Shack now. Did I leave anyone out? Anyway.
Not of the franchise.
Four.
This is where we should do the shot collar, yes. I really like that idea. I'm thinking more and more about it, Stephen. But anyway, if you had your druthers, which of those would you patronize?
Four.
I guess Atomic Burger.
Well, Atomic Burger is the best, for sure.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Because they're doing the fresh cut fries. They're doing the hormone-free meat and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it just tastes good. It tastes really good. But I would say next to that is the Shake Shack burger and then the fries from Five Guys, although I'm kind of over those. They're a little too greasy.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
And today, actually, I had a chicken sandwich from Popeyes, and I was surprised. It was ready. I mean, they must have pre-cooked it, but it was just as hot as if they had cooked it for me. And it was a huge amount of chicken.
It is.
On this sandwich.
It's unbelievable.
In comparison to Chick-fil-A. Better watch out, because Chick-fil-A's bread is terrible in comparison to Popeye's bread.
Well,
and their meat is much smaller.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a little less expensive than Popeyes, but not much.
Chick-fil-A is a cult.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A has such a devoted fan base that you're not going to touch them anyway. And I think the magic ingredient in Chick-fil-A is sugar. I find Chick-fil-A's batter very sweet.
Yeah, and their batter is much finer ground flour.
Mm-hmm.
I call it gravy flour rather than, you know, regular old flour.
Does KFC have a chicken sandwich? Are they doing a chicken sandwich?
Who?
KFC.
Yes, they are.
They do. Okay.
Yeah. Right. And I tried that recently and it was all right. I mean, it wasn't the top.
Okay.
But I can remember Chick-fil-A, and this hasn't been long ago because this is when I drove limousines. My brother wanted me to buy a Chick-fil-A franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They were cheap, $5,000.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, that was the cheapest of all franchises. He rode on the airplane with the president of Chick-fil-A one time or something and got to talking, and he said, really? But really, you need a wife. They like husband and wife teams at Chick-fil-A.
Yes. You know what, Stephen? Yeah. If you do not write a book, you will be missing a bet. And on that note, we have to go to Doug.
Doug?
Hello?
Not Doug the producer, but Doug the caller. Is that the end of your list, Stephen?
Well, I wanted to ask about paprika, but I can ask tomorrow.
It's paprika.
So, okay.
That'll be the first question. Is it paprika or paprika? Anyway, all right, we can talk about that on Monday. Let's go to Doug.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up yesterday towards the end of the show on the chicken fried steak.
Yes.
I talked to some of my friends, and they said, well, if you're going to do it, because that woman said she wanted something like her grandmother made for her. And we kicked it around. We decided what you probably may need to do is to marinate the meat.
And that would be a good idea because it gives you great results when you do it with, let's say, a turkey. So you can, a brining. That's what you can do. Brine it. And you get it much. much tender. And yeah, and you can just.
Doug,
just
do you eat chicken fried steak?
Do I? Oh, yes.
You do? Okay. Do you make it yourself?
Yeah. No.
Where do you get it?
I do eat it when I can find it. Well, as I said yesterday, I can get it at the Silver Slipper, the casino in Mississippi.
Okay. Yeah.
And then if I go at the Central Mississippi, I can get it almost any store restaurant that has soul food.
Well, you know what? I have to wonder about the restaurants that she's going to, because she says she finds it all over. I've never seen it on a menu, and it's always frozen. So I got to wonder where she's going.
Yeah, I don't know. Most of the places that I get in Mississippi, they are like poor folks. I mean, they're not exactly a soul food restaurant, but they have a lot of like fried okra and a lot of, you know, potatoes and gravy.
Do they still have a poor folks over there?
Well, they did the last time I was outside of Jackson, last time I was up
really?
There.
Okay. Huh. All right.
And the other thing we decided was maybe to put some, well, for marinade, we decided maybe you might even go as far as a Cuban steak, where you use lime and orange juice and maybe some garlic to really tune up the marinade for the chicken fried steak.
It sounds to me, Doug, like you need to experiment with some of these and call us back.
And the other one is with the flour. We decided that maybe bacon powder in the flour might really assist it. And then maybe even panko. So anyway, we kicked it around, and that's what we came up with, the chicken fried steak, to help the lady get what her grandmother made for her.
I love it. I love it. You people are very engaged. It's flattering. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Take care.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
260-6368. The ship is now turning around on its
way.
It is.
What do you know?
Down the river, out to the ocean or the Gulf. Yes.
I always wonder how they can fit it under the Mississippi River Bridge, but they make it that size.
They don't go
size.
That way.
Yeah.
That's it never has to go under the Mississippi River Bridge, because that would be going to Baton Rouge, which they're not. 260-6368. I can't imagine a ship that big going up the river. It's probably too deep. I don't know.
No, it definitely is too deep.
It is?
Yeah. But it's funny to see it. It's a long story. And the best place to look at it is from right here in our studio.
It is. I love it. It's turning right around. I'm surprised it hasn't done its whistle. It's, what is it?
Yeah.
Smokestack. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Boy, chicken fried steak. Who would have thought that it would command as much attention on the food show as it has?
There was even about 2 or 3 months ago, an article in the New Yorker magazine.
About a chicken fried steak?
About chicken fried steak.
Really?
I mean, and not for two paragraphs, but like for page after page.
Do you know where it is, Tom? I know you have it at the house. Why don't you find it?
I don't know.
Yeah, try to find it. Try to remember which one you were reading. I'd like to see it.
Get in touch with the magazine. I'm sure they can.
Well, I don't need to do that. You got gobs of them at home. I'm sure if you look and see which one you're reading, how long ago did you read it?
Oh, I don't know. Saving up magazines
chicken
is
fried
something
steak
you can
in the
really
New Yorker,
fill.
How incongruous.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to. On the other hand, the New Yorker always had a comic quality to it, because it's full of those cartoons for starters.
I can't imagine anyone on the west side of Manhattan eating chicken fried steak.
Oh, you just take a look. It's very hip.
It's chicken fried steak is hip now?
Very hip.
Chicken fried steak is hip.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, then if it's hip, why aren't we seeing it on menus?
We're not hip enough, I guess.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't see it on any menu in any restaurant that I ever go to.
Oh, it's causing a problem from some companies who have to bring in that quantity of chicken, et cetera, et cetera. It's really not been easy.
Wait, are you talking about the chicken sandwich or chicken fried steak?
Chicken. Oh, I was doing the sandwich.
So they had something on the chicken sandwich. Now, that makes sense, because chicken fried steak you don't hear very much about, but the chicken sandwich is absolutely topic A in food world right now. Poor chickens. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I used to say that our son was a chicken's worst nightmare, but I think everyone has turned into a chicken's worst nightmare. Mm. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. I love the chicken sandwich at Porter and Luke. I think it's my new favorite.
Yeah.
It looks very unassuming. It's extremely large. It does not fit on the bun. It is, it's not a special, maybe that's why I like it. I don't like a chicken breast that's really thick. I don't like anything meaty that's really thick, actually, except maybe a steak, but you can carve into that. But this chicken fillet or chicken breast is long and just sort of stuck on the sandwich, and you do with it what you will. And I like the bun, which is a huge part of it to me. I was looking at that Southerns. I started to talk about that. So the Southerns that I was mentioning, which has been a pop-up for a long time, and these are the people who win all of the food challenges around town. Like, you had their chicken sandwich at the Po' Boy Fest. Do you remember? The fried chicken sandwich, that was Southerns.
Hmm.
They also won for maybe a Cuban sandwich? I don't know, but they won two separate prizes because they win everything when they enter these contests. And so they've been a pop-up for a very long time. I mean, I guess a very long time. They didn't get on my radar for, you know, a couple of months ago.
Hmm.
But it looks like they might actually have a brick and mortar, because when I look them up, there's a regular address there. And I'm going to have to look into that and see if they've landed on a restaurant. You know, like a brick and mortar. Because that's kind of what they do. They do the pop-ups. And then when the pop-up goes really well, they gravitate to a brick and mortar. That or a farmer's market. Start at the farmer's market. And then it's like a little progression. Farmer's market, pop-up, brick and mortar. Anyway. Today in NoMenu.com, Mary Lee did a review of Seed.
Oh, yeah? That's that place has been trying to form for a long time, for some reason.
Trying to sprout for a long time.
I don't know what's causing it, but it seems like it's constantly being talked about, and then it's gone, and then it's back
again.
Well,
I don't think it's going to go anywhere now.
Okay.
Because they closed for a while. They renovated completely. They took over the space adjacent to the old one and incorporated it into the new one. And they took the chef from Justine.
Oh, that's a good place to get.
Yeah, he's been at Seaworthy, then Justine, and now he's at Seed. And it's going to be really interesting to see. She thought it was good, and it's not. You don't.
Good.
It's a vegan restaurant, but vegan is not the number one priority. Taste is the number one priority, which is as it should be. So that will be interesting to see. They are opening tomorrow in limited release at 11 o'clock.
Where
and
is
they'll
it?
Be open from 7 in the morning after that, after the 25th. Seed on Britannia. Let's go to Alan for 2 minutes. Alan, you got to call us earlier, man. Hey.
I know. It's like twice this week I'm calling at the end. But I'm only calling really to let you know that I found the link to the New York Times article on chicken fried steak.
It was chicken fried steak. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that. Yeah.
Send so it to us.
Tom at nomenu.com.
Yes, I sent the picture of sad dicks to our son, who actually works out of the corporate Amazon office there. So he doesn't live there, but he has to travel there for meetings. So he's in Seattle a fair amount. And I told him, this is where not to go in Seattle. And he hasn't responded to me yet. But that is a very unappealing picture. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just a bad picture.
Well, yes, I think it is a bad picture. And but you're right. Seattle's a burger eating town, and he just doesn't need to go there. He's not raised here. It's not going to have that feeling like when, you know, those from New Orleans will go to Bud's Broiler. And,
right.
No, that's good.
Well, I never thought I could discover anything that would make Bud's Broiler look like a really gourmet burger, but I think it does.
You mean compared to Dick's?
Yes, compared to Dick's, yes.
Right.
I'm going to have to ask Lisa, who is at Antoine's, who's from Seattle, if she's had Dick's. I'll have to get her to weigh in on it. I think we're at the end, Alan.
Alan, it's happened again.
How's the snow? Is the snow melting?
Yep, it's in the 40s now.
All right. Take care. Everyone have a great weekend. Good meal tonight. We'll see you on Monday.
All of that is true.
You going to sign off, Tom? WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.